the mighty God. Lord, I done started preaching. I ain't even read my sermon, my scripture yet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's just give him a hand one more time. I'm so thankful that we're in the Christmas season. I'm going to preach a Christmas message tonight. I didn't do it because of the season, but the Lord laid this message on my heart. But I'm glad, Brother Ronnie, that I know who the little baby was in Bethlehem. Amen. Glad tonight that I know who the young child was and that he didn't send another. Hallelujah. But he himself came down and took on the role of flesh. Hallelujah. Gave his life on a tree. Praise the Lord. Matthew, the second chapter. Thank you, Brother Adrian. Matthew 2 and 11. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Matthew 2 and 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Matthew's talking about the birth of Christ, and he says, when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Father, Lord, tonight we love you. We thank you for your many ways, Lord. We thank you for your spirit that we feel in this place. Lord, I pray that you'll hide me behind the cross and cover me with your blood. Lord, that I will speak the words that you've laid upon my heart, God, tonight. For this time and this place, oh God. Lord, we believe that nothing will return void. We give you the praise and honor for your word in Jesus' name. If you love his word, as you're seated, amen, praise him for it. Hallelujah. And if you're in the growth class, you need to be following Brother Cliff. Hallelujah. I forgot the growth class. Praise the Lord. If you're new to new life, that's almost a tongue twister. You're new to new life. Amen. There's 20 lessons that Brother Freeman and Brother Cliff and myself teach next door. And it'll put some meat on your bones. Amen. Hallelujah. Some good lessons in the Word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 2 and 11, and he says, when they were coming to the house and saw the young child with Mary and his mother, they fell down and they worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Christmas is a time of giving. Now, I could have preached you a shout message tonight. I don't really think it's going to be that much of a... But I'm going to preach what God laid on my heart. Amen. Christmas is a time of giving. We know that. Been happening for years, ever since we were children. Man, we realize that Christmas is the gift-giving time. It's time when people's hearts are softened. It's times when people that don't give anything during the year may give to someone needy during this time of the year because of the spirit of Christmas or the openness and the givingness of this time of the year. This is just something that we do. And gift giving goes long before even the Christ child. If you'll read your history books, you'll find out that gift giving was was many years before Christ, but the church kind of adopted gift-giving at Christmas because of the wise men coming there to the house, and we seem to know that the wise men, even though we portray it in our little church plays, we portray that the wise men came with the shepherds, but if you really read it, you'll realize that it was later on when the wise men came. The Bible says they came to a house and the child, and so, you know, it was a little later on than that time, but that's neither here nor there. We're not going to get into that. It's just that when this happened, then we see a giving attitude, our giving spirit. And the church has adopted gift-giving from the wise men as they give gifts to the Christ child. Amen? And I don't know about you, but I just love giving to God. Amen? I love giving to God because I know that when I give to God, I'm going to get something in return. Amen? You know, it's more blessed to give than receive, and we're going to get into this, but still in all, I just love giving to God. And the wise men realized that his star was in the east, and they realized that there was a king born, and they realized that this was someone of importance. And the Bible said that they came and they give gifts unto God. Amen? And the Bible said that they give a gold and frankincense and myrrh. As I looked up these words, and I found out that myrrh has it comes from a tree, the sap of a tree, and it's used a lot for incense or embalming. Myrrh was brought in at Jesus's death. Nicodemus, that came to Christ by night, brought myrrh, and he mixed it with other spices and wrapped the body of Jesus in a linen garment and placed him in the tomb. So we see that myrrh was used as an embalming or at a burial, amen. And then frankincense is a incense or a sweet smell. They take that and let it crystallize, and then they scrape it and they burn it, amen, with coals, and it puts off an incense or a sweet smell. Now gold, I don't have to tell you much about gold. We pretty much know what gold is, amen. It's something that most of us don't have, but we wish we had a lot of. Come on now, I know it's a little quiet, but we have some times we say amen, amen. And gold is pure. It's not tarnished. It's a pure substance. And Jesus is looking for us to come to him, amen, with some myrrh. He's looking for us to come to him with some frankincense. He wants us to come to him with some sweet smelling savor, amen. He wants us to come to him with a pure heart. I don't believe these gifts were just an insignificant fill of space in the Bible, but I believe that they meant something, amen. I believe that it was a gift of God as he was coming into this world as a human being or as a child. Hallelujah. And I believe, glory to God, that it was a precious gift that was given to him. And when you give him a precious gift, you will receive, amen, a gift back from him. One in seven. Says, for every good gift comes from above. Amen? So if you get blessed, then where does that gift come from? From above. If the boss calls you in and tells you, you know, you've done a great job and you've been on time and we've really made good production this year and I'm going to give you a raise. That gift don't really come from the corporation that you're working for. Huh? But that gift is coming from above. Because it's a good gift. God has shown his mercies and his blessings down on you. And because you've been faithful, and because you've given to him, and because you've given to the corporation, now he's blessing you in return for what you have done. Amen? So it's really important, amen, in the gift that we give. Amen? Paul told Timothy, he says in 1 Timothy 4 and 14, he said, don't neglect the gift that's within you. So this lets me know that God gives us a gift or measure of gift. He gives us something to give back in return. Amen. He said, don't neglect that gift. He said, don't let it fall by the wayside. But he said, take that gift, amen, and use it. What gift am I talking about? I'm talking about the gift that Acts 2:38 says that you shall, if you'll be baptized in his name, he said, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on, church. See, there were a time when the apostles were laying on hands and the demons were fleeing and miracles were happening. And a man named Simon said, I'd like to buy whatever it is you've got. But you know, the apostle told him, said, you know, this ain't for sale. I mean, you don't find this down at the Walmart store. This is not a blue light special. Huh? You can't find this on Friday after Thanksgiving. Huh? One day only. No, he said, this is a gift. And it's a good gift. And it comes down from above. Amen? He said, it's a gift that I'm going to give you. And he said, it comes down from above. And he said, I want, amen, to have that gift. Well, he said, you've got to obey the word of God. You've got some steps you've got to take in order to get the gift. But if you'll give to God, he will give back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. He'll cause men, amen, to give unto you. Hallelujah. I worked for a company one time down in Georgia, a gas company, and a buddy of mine worked for the same gas company over in LaGrange, Georgia. I was in South Georgia. He was over by Columbus. And unbeknownst to any of us, all of a sudden across the board, all the drivers got a raise. Every driver with the company. Well, I'm talking to him on the phone one day. I said, man, what do you think about that raise we got? He said, hey. He said, ain't it amazing how God has blessed the whole company just for you and me? I said, Brother Leon, I think you're right, man. I said, I think you got something there. I said, he'll bless a whole company if he has to, just so he can bless a child of God. He'll roll back the sea so you can walk across. Amen. He'll direct the rock to knock the giant down. He'll shut the mouth of the lion. Whatever he's got to do, he'll do for you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the gift that he gives. The Bible says in Romans 6 and 23, the wages of sin is death. I tell the growth class, I don't know how much you make. Now, I don't know how much you get paid on Friday. But I'm going to tell you what, I don't like the payday of sin. It's just not appealing to me. Huh? You sin, you die. You don't sin, you got life more abundantly. Huh? He says, choose you today. He said, who you going to serve? He said, either choose death or choose life. Hallelujah. So the wages of sin, but he said the gift of God. What am I talking about? I'm talking about, you know, we're always giving to God. And we always talk, but God is giving to us. Hallelujah. I mean, he gave all that he had to give. And I can't jump ahead in my message here, but let me tell you, God is a gift giver. Hallelujah. I said he's a gift giver. I was thinking on this thought that God gave me, and I got to thinking about why do we give gifts? What's the reason you give a gift? It's Christmas time. How many of you have already done your shopping? How many is doing your shopping? Amen. How many of you gonna do some shopping? How many of you don't care? You ain't shopping at all. Yeah, I'm in that crowd. Yeah, buddy. So I got to thinking about what are the reasons that we give gifts. And the first reason, and there may be many, but the first reason that I come up with is we give gifts because we see a need. Amen? We see someone in need. We see a situation where somebody needs something that we have. It's a need. I think about blind Bartimaeus as he's sitting beside the road and Jesus is coming along and he screams out, "Master, Master, have mercy on me." And they said, "Bartimaeus, shut your mouth, hush up." And the Bible said that he yelled the louder because he knew, hallelujah, that he had been given to God and that God would return and give to him. The Bible says that Jesus looked on him with compassion. And he saw a need. And he said, "What is it that I could do to you?" He said, "Oh, that my eyes would be restored and out of need." The Bible says that Bartimaeus' eyes were open. It was the time of prayer. Peter and John was headed into the temple. There sat a lame man from his mother's womb at the gate there. And he looked upon them to receive something. He had a need. He wanted something. And the Bible said as they passed him by, he looked upon them to receive. And they told him, said, "Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have." See, he had a need, and they realized that he had a need, and they realized that he was searching for something. They realized he was reaching out for something beyond his control. He was reaching out for a miracle, and somebody's sitting here tonight, and you're reaching out for something that you can't grasp. You're reaching out, amen, for something that you can't take a hold of. You know that there's a miracle that's going to have to take place, and you've got a need. Well, let me tell you something. God is a gift giver to them that are in need. Amen. Hallelujah. He saw that his children needed a place to live. So he gave them the promised land. Hallelujah. He is the giver of the needy, not the greedy. Huh? He's the giver of the needy. I got to thinking about another reason. I said, Lord, I understand that we give because we see a need, but hey, I've given to people that I didn't really see a need. Huh? You ever gave a gift to somebody you didn't see that they had a need, but you gave it out of love? Huh? My wife don't need no dozen roses. Huh? Some of you men scared to say amen. I can talk like I want to. Mine ain't here tonight. She really don't need a dozen roses, okay? I mean, if you get right down to the economics of it, I mean, you can't cook it, you can't eat it, it's going to wilt and die. And that $20 is going to be gone. Huh? And I can turn that around. There's a lot of things that I get that I don't need either. Okay. So we're not just picking on the ladies tonight. But we do that because we love them. Amen. And they, I mean, she comes home with me little cards and stuff, you know. And I mean, I don't per se in the economical sense need that card. I mean, I could live forever without it. But because of love. And it makes me feel good, amen? And I mean, I feel important, and I feel great, and that's the way it makes her when I bring her home the roses, amen? So out of love is a reason for giving something. And I looked, and I saw a man that had 12 sons. And I thought, Lord, you had to have mercy on him. But I saw him and he had 12 sons, but the Bible said that there was one son that he really loved. And because he loved this one son, he made him a coat and gave him a coat of many colors. And he put it on him. And we know the story about how Joseph was the favorite son and how God had a plan. Amen. But he gave this out of love. It wasn't necessarily that it was he made... Maybe didn't need it, or there's times that we don't need things. But you know, as I get to looking at God, and I thank God, I am so blessed. I am so blessed. God, you've blessed me with a good home. You blessed me with a good wife. You blessed me with two wonderful children that has never been in the hospital since the day they were born. Come on, you've blessed me. Hallelujah. I've never been down to the funeral home. I've never been down to the jail cell. Come on. Hallelujah. It's not necessarily that I need all this stuff. He does it because he loves me. Hallelujah. He gives me this gift because he loves me. Hallelujah. I'm not worthy of the blessings of God. I'm not worthy of all of his grace. I'm not worthy of all of his mercy. Oh, but because he loves me. Hallelujah. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he what? He gave us a gift. Amen. Hallelujah. It was Christmas time. And he was giving us a gift. Hallelujah. A gift of his son that whosoever will, amen, don't have to perish but can have everlasting life. Amen. I got to thinking about gift giving and I said, well, Lord, there's a need and there's love. There's two reasons for giving. And I said, well, you know, I give gifts just so I could get a blessing. You ever give a gift just so you could get a blessing? I'm not talking about that you were going to get something back. I'm talking about just a blessing. You blessed somebody and you ended up getting blessed. Huh? I mean, I've been out to see folks, you know, and they didn't have nothing for Christmas. And they had no food in the pantry and we took in sacks of groceries and toys for the children. And I mean, to see the excitement on their face and to feel the warmth. I mean, it was a blessing. And I left encouraged. And I went to encourage them, and they encouraged me. Amen. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, you've never done it. Because if you ever do it, you'll know what I'm saying. Amen. It's just, you go to bless, and you get blessed. You go to give, and you get given to you. Amen. It's amazing how God does that. I mean, he can give to you from somebody that has nothing, and you went to give them what you had. It's a mystery, but it's just so great. And I thought about, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Now, you know, it's hard to calculate God's math and hard to calculate the way he understands, but I got to thinking about that thing, and you know, it's on Father's Day, I've made a rule around my house. I tell them, sometimes it don't work, but I try. I tell them, don't buy me anything. I don't want anything on Father's Day. I want to cook for my children. I want them to come to the house. Now that I have a new daughter, we've just adopted that with the Collins, and we just all get together, amen? And it's working out great. I mean, it's just super, you know? I got both of my daughters and one of my sons, and, you know, we just have fathers, and Brother Cliff's got his, and we just have a good time together, amen? And it just works because I get a joy out of being with my children and seeing them and cooking for them and blessing them, and that blesses me. Now, some of you parents ought to be hollering, yeah. See, these children don't understand that. They think you want a new CD. Huh? They think you want a new dress. But that ain't really what you want, Mama. That ain't really what you want, Daddy, if you're a real true mom and dad. Amen? Am I preaching now? See, because when I take that gift and I wrap it up, and I know what's in there, I know the secret of that package, and I bring it in and I lay it on the table for my wife at Valentine's Day or on her birthday or whenever it may be, our anniversary. And I know what's in that package, and she walks in. She's excited that she's getting something. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I just believe I'm more excited than she is. Am I the only one that feels this way? See, I'm excited because I know what's in there. She's still in a little anticipation about what's in the box. But I'm so excited, and I've done told the kids what we bought her, and we're all sitting around, open it, Mama, open it, open it. And Mama's not as excited as I am because she takes the bow off. Come on, church. God gave me this message. And she takes the ribbon off, and she sets it up. Open it up. Open it. Well, it ain't going to melt. See, we're excited because we know what's in the box. And we know how excited she's going to be once she finds out what's in the box. Come on, church. And we're excited because we are the gift giver, and so we're being more blessed than the one that's receiving the gift. Huh? And we hurry up and open it, honey. You're going to love it. And she opens it, and then she gets excited. But before she opens it, we're more blessed than she is. And I'm thinking about God. God already knows what's in your box. He already knows what's in your box. And he's sitting there excited about what he's going to give you. And we sit there sometimes like, oh, it ain't no big deal. And God said, open the package. Get the paper off. Open the box. I've got a blessing that you can't even contain. Amen. Glory to God. Oh. We give gifts. Sometimes to be blessed. I think about the little lady out there in the middle of the famine, and she's picking up sticks for her last meal. And the prophet said, give me a drink of water and fix me a cake. She said, as the Lord liveth and my soul liveth, I'm out here right now gathering up these few sticks to bake my last cake. She said, I got just a little cruse of oil in it. Me and my child, we're going to eat it and die. Oh, but at his word, she got to thinking it's more blessed to give than receive it. It would be more blessing to see him eat the last cake than it would be for me to eat it. See, I understand that now. I didn't understand when there was only one piece of apple pie or two pieces of apple pie when Mama suddenly decided she didn't want any pie. See, I didn't understand that then, Sister Lisa, but I understand it now, see? Because when them children come in and they say, do we have any pie left? You know, I could care less if I eat a piece of pie because I want my children to have that pie. Well, you see, when we come running into God's house and we come running in and we say, are they a blessing for me? Are they another piece of pie for me? God, do you have another something for me? He's saying, yes, my child, I've got the gift, and I'm just waiting to give it to you. Oh, will you open the box? Will you get the package out? Come on. Oh, the pie is yours. My. I hope y'all getting this tonight. Not only do we give gifts because we see a need or because we love someone, we give them to be blessed. We give gifts as a reward. Amen? Oh, you found my dog? Well, here's $50. car. I'll give you $50 to take my dog. We've been leaving the door open, hoping the cat would go out. She just keeps hanging around. If we do scoot her out, she's sitting right at the door ready to come back in. But we give gifts as a reward. The Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar called all of his scholars and all of his wise men together, and he said, I've had a dream that's really troubled me. Someone said, I believe if you get Daniel up here, he can tell you your dream. And to make a long story short, that happened. And the Bible said that he gave him many gifts as a reward for answering his dream, amen, or giving the interpretation to his dream. Today, if we will sacrifice ourselves and give ourselves wholly to God, hallelujah, there is a just reward waiting us, amen? He is there to give us the reward that we deserve because he is a gift giver. He gave his son because he saw a need for us to have eternal life. See, he gave his son because he saw a need. He gave his son because he loved us even before we were born. You know, he don't love us just with a love like I love chocolate ice cream. He don't love us with a love like I love to go to the mountains. But he loves us with an agape love. A love that is full of passion. A love that will go all the way to the end. It's a love. See, there's a difference. I mean, I love y'all. I do, you know. But yet there's a different love that I have with my wife and my children. There's a difference there. You know, I don't love y'all like I love them. And God has this agape love. And this is a gift that he gives us. And it's a love that he loves us with. Amen. That he loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, the Bible says, that we should not perish but have everlasting life. And as I look at this, I say, God, you don't love me just with a I love chocolate ice cream or with an I love to go here or there and yonder, but you love me with a love that you would die on a cross that I might have life and life more abundantly. You love me with a love, amen, greater love hath no man than that he would lay down his life for another. A compassionate love, a love of passion. He gives us gifts because he sees that we have a need for eternal life, and he gives us gifts because he loves us. He gives us gifts so he can be blessed. God, he said he inhabits the praises of his people. He loves to be blessed by us praising him. Amen? And the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 6 that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Lindsay, you can come on. The gift. The gift. The gift of God without repentance. The gift. The gift of myrrh, the gift of frankincense, the gift of pure gold. I don't know about you, but I love to give gifts. But as we give to him, he returns that favor and gives back to us. How important is it to give the right gift? I've already told you sometimes it seems that the things that mean the most to our children don't seem to mean as much to us. They have a hard time understanding how I can enjoy them to be around all day Sunday, Father's Day. They don't enjoy it. They want to be with their friends. They don't understand that wrapping their arms around me and telling me that they love me. There's not anything at Walmart. There's nothing at Bass Pro Shop. There's that can be greater than them expressing their love to me. I just seem to think that if I'm that way, why wouldn't my Father be that way? Why wouldn't my Heavenly Father be that way? Sometimes gifts can get confusing. Della and Jim, fictional characters here. I'm going to tell a story, but it's fiction. Della and Jim lived in a meager little home years ago. An $8 a month rent. It was Christmas Eve, and Della was wringing her hand. She had counted out the $1.87 many times on the table, knowing that he'd buy anything, especially what she wanted to buy so much for Jim. Over a dollar of the $1.87 was nothing but pennies. She went over to the window and she took the scarf and let her long hair drop down below her knees. And if there was any two things in the world that Jim admired and loved more than anything, it was Della's long hair and a pocket watch that had been handed down from his grandfather to his dad and now to him. Della thought, I've just got to buy that gold chain for Jim's pocket watch. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I just got to buy that gold chain. She rolled her hair back up and tied it up in a scarf, and she walked down the steps of her home and down the street, and all of a sudden she saw a sign. It said something about hair and wigs. She walked inside. She says, do y'all buy hair? The lady says, well, let me see your hair. She pulled her scarf down and that long hair fell down below her knees. She said, oh, yeah. She said, we buy hair. She said, how much will you give me for my hair? She said, I'll give you $20 for your hair. She said, cut it off. She cut her hair off and she got her $20 and she ran out the door. She spent the rest of the afternoon looking for the chain for Jim's watch. She knew Jim was going to be furious. But she said, he loves me just the way I am. He's going to love me whether I've cut my hair or whether I haven't. She finally found the gold chain that she knew would go perfect with the watch. She hurried home. Knowing Jim would be on time, she put supper on and got everything set for that evening meal and to give him his gift of his gold chain and try to explain to him why she no longer had long locks of hair. She took the curling iron and she tried to doctor it up the best she could, you know. She waited and heard his steps as he stepped on the steps coming up the. Heard his footsteps coming up the steps there. He opened the door and he looked. And it was a look of amazement. It wasn't really anger. It wasn't really hurt. It was just a look of amazement. She said, Jim Hahn, she said, it's Christmas Eve. She said, I know you're mighty disappointed, but she says, you'll feel better before the night's over. She said, it's Dale. It's me, you know. I'm the same person. And he was still just in a transfixed eyes, you know. He just couldn't explain it. And she said, hey, she said, it'll grow back. It'll grow back. You know, don't worry about it. My hair grows quick. It'll grow back. Everything will be fine. She says, you know, I don't be looking for it. It's not here. I sold my hair today. He said, Della. He said, I guess the reason I'm so bewildered, he said, let me give you my Christmas gift I bought for you today. Maybe it'll explain it as she opened it up. She opened the box, the gift that he gave her. It was that fine set of hair combs that she had admired for the last 6 months. Shell and turquoise. So beautiful to make her long hair just stand out. And her hair was gone. She had nothing to put the gift in. She said, Jim, I'm sorry. She said, I'm sorry. She said, it'll grow back, though. She said, hey, let's forget about my gift. And she says, let me give you your gift. And she pulled the gold chain out, and she handed it to him. And he slumped down in the couch. She said, Jim, take that old leather strap off of that pocket watch and put this gold chain. Some of you already have the story. He said, Della, I sold my watch to buy your combs. Would it be a tragedy if God give all that he gave to us for us to sell what we're supposed to give him back in return? What kind of tragedy would it be if you walk out of here tonight and you don't accept him as your person? You don't come down here and be filled with this greatest gift of the Holy Ghost. What kind of tragedy would it be if you go through this season after he give all that he did for you and you take your gift and you squander it on what you want and on your ideas and on your opinions and what you want to do? Della had no hair for the combs. Jim had no watch for the chain. Let's come down the altar tonight. If you need the Holy Ghost, he's here. He's give his all for you. I said he gave his all for you. He gave his life for you. Have you sold out? Have you sold out what you owe him?